say I'm sorry.
And now, the men who put the P-U back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
We are all about value.
Hey, where am I? Here I am.
Wow.
We're back. It's the Computer Corner with Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, and a gaggle of, a semi-gaggle of geeks. Actually, we're going to do our real gaggle of geeks next week, but every Saturday morning we come to you to talk about computers, your computer questions, your feedback, your desire to be the bonehead of the day, all of those things.
And oh, we haven't had one of those in such a long time.
We have to beg
somebody
for
actually asking to be a bonehead of the day. If you want to become the bonehead of the day, if you've done a bonehead thing, if you just have a bonehead question, whatever the case may be, we got a number for you at 602-277-5827. That's the number you can dial to get on in and talk to us, ask us your question, tell us your problem, or share a little bit of your pain.
And that's the analog method, correct?
Absolutely. Right. Of course, there's always the digital method. You can whip on straight over to our website at datadoctors.com, click on the radio section, and look towards the bottom. You'll see there places to ask a question and make a suggestion. Those things come in live on the air. And, of course, we want to remind everybody who's listening outside of the major metro Phoenix area, we do like to kind of take a little roll call, see who's listening out there in the world. I know on Rosie's show just finished up here, they had somebody who was listening from Costa Rica.
Costa Rica?
Via the web. And I just got a call from someone a few minutes ago listening via the web in Denver, Colorado, but that's a relative, so it doesn't really
Denver,
count at all.
Denver, Costa Rica.
Yeah.
That works.
But if you're listening from outside of the Phoenix area, we can make a free digital phone call to us, right? Huh? Sort of like a phone
Kinda.
Call.
Not really.
Through our website, just go datadoctors.com, click on the radio section, and just fill in the make a suggestion thing. Say, hey, roll call, I'm here, and here's where I'm at, and
yeah,
listen to you guys, and that's kind of cool.
Yeah, we've had Scotland, we've had the UAE?
No, yeah, over in the Middle East.
It was, goodness, I don't remember which country it was. Hawaii, we've got a regular guy that chimes in from time to time from Hawaii. A couple people
in Chicago,
yeah.
And up in the Portland, Seattle kind of area, and somebody all the way from Chandler, I think.
Detroit and Chandler.
Yeah, really. As far away as Chandler, Arizona, if you can believe that.
Hey, while you're at datadoctors.com, check out today's subject, our topic, if you will. It doesn't mean that you have to be interested in this topic if you want to call in, but we just try to bring a bunch of information to you every week, and this week's topic is video gaming gone wild. It's geeks.
You're not going to lift your shirt and flash me, are you?
Well, I can.
You shouldn't.
It's Geeks Gone Wild. Now, we're talking in terms of computer gaming, but not just the hardcore guys that spend $3,000 on a computer and a bunch of money on the software, and then they sit there all night playing against their buddies. That's the top end of the gaming world, and the rest of us kind of live on a casual basis. In gaming, we're talking about all those different things, all the way up, and we do have one of those super geeks, one of our...
Because Ken and I are not the super gamer guys, we're not really... You know, we know enough about a little bit of everything, but the master of the gaming universe, we are not. So we decided we'd bring somebody in from the shop who is into gaming, who is one of those guys that has a $3,000 computer devoted just to gaming and has all the latest, greatest hardware and...
Fans
and all that kind
whistles.
Of craziness.
Yeah, just don't tell my wife that thing costs about that.
No.
Don't tell her that.
Okay, let's just not say
his name. That's retail price.
Yeah.
We've got Garrett Pella here in studio with us, one of our fine data doctors that works down at our Tempe location, and he's here to help with our...
Garrett is officially the gaming geek for today's show.
He could be that,
right.
Sure.
So not just for high-end gaming, but if you're just... casually playing online, there's lots and lots of places where you can go and join a bunch of other people online, play cards, board games, you name it. I don't know how I got hooked on this thing, but the Travel Channel does this no limit poker or no limit hold'em tournament that they've been running for quite a while there, and it's like, what do you watch golf? It's like, you watch somebody play poker? It sounds really, really boring, but you kind of get hooked pretty quick. And then I went out looking for Texas Hold'em games online, and there's tons of them.
You know, they don't have, what I'm really looking for is, like, 80-year-olds playing shuffleboard on television. I'm really looking for that.
Are you looking for that?
The high-stakes shuffleboard.
On the Resort Network.
Yeah. Right. But you probably could. You probably don't get that channel.
Yeah.
You probably could find a shuffleboard game online.
Wow.
See,
wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. So that's what it's all about. We got links to cheat codes if you are one of those hardcore gamers. If you've got an Xbox, my son's totally into the Xbox, playing the new Matrix game. And
did you know you can turn your Xbox into a web server?
Yes. 12 minutes after he had it, he was looking on the internet for cheat codes and said,
Taylor,
give it a shot at least.
Yeah.
Well, I can't get past this level. Well, you're supposed to keep trying.
I need the secret pill to get past. I need unlimited lives. I need 14 guys.
Exactly. I'm invisible. I need the invisibility cloak.
What about the invincibility cloak?
Yeah, well, if you're invisible, you're pretty much invincible in these
games.
I don't
know.
So check it out. Check out all the resources. If you're the hardcore gamers, this show is not for, really. I mean, if you have one of those questions, you want to float some high-end gaming question past Garrett, feel free.
Yeah, we'd like that kind of stuff. If you consider yourself a hardcore gamer, you want to just chime in, you're welcome to do so. Or if you're thinking, I'm into that gaming thing, but my machine just doesn't have the horsepower, give me some suggestions. Where do I need to work on? Or I want to buy a new computer, and gaming is really something that is for me.
Or I'm really not into gaming all that much, but, that sounds interesting. Maybe I'll try one of these online games. It's not real high-end graphics and whatever, but it's a neat way to meet people online. You're literally playing, 10, 12 other people somewhere out in the world there, and it's like being able to sit down at a poker table anytime you want.
Your questions, this is the show for you. And again, when you hear somebody hang up, because all the lines are full right now, 602-277-5827 is the number you want to dial to get yourself on in.
So that's the premise. Give us a holler. Where are we at on the time scale here? We got somebody.
We're at Adam time.
We got something here.
It's Adam time.
Hey, it's time to have the Wonder Kid from Glendale.
Hi.
The Glendale geek. I can't say geek in training because you're way beyond the geek in training mode here. It's
the guy that comes
Adam.
To us
just
each
Adam.
Week and brings us something that's called Adam's acronym. But
hang on here. He's been on long enough. We don't have to say anything.
All right, Adam.
It's Adam.
Adam time.
Hey, that works too.
There we go. It's Adam's sometimes almost acronym, sometimes it is an acronym.
Yeah, it's been an acronym for a while, but I broke down. I did an almost acronym this time, but it's a good one.
All right.
It's a good one for gamers. It's AFK.
AFK.
An almost acronym.
Yes. And it stands for Away From Keyboard.
Oh, now how does that help in gaming?
Well, if you're doing a game where you're in combat and says like please somebody chats to you says please pause, I'm gonna go AFK. You gotta know what they're talking about.
So
be polite and not kill them.
Well, I think I remember it's been a while since I've played. I used to play Counter-Strike quite a bit online, and I remember that during the game you'd have these guys just like standing in the middle of nowhere just waiting to get
pummeled.
What's the proper term in gaming?
Fragged.
Frag, right?
Yeah.
The guy just standing there. They'd say, obviously, we've got an AFK here.
As soon as somebody would say AFK, that was my opportunity to say,
points.
You know what? I can't really play this game, and so this is my turn. That actually makes it almost fair. If you can just walk away from the keyboard, I still have a challenge in trying to even get you.
Yeah, but now what they're doing is, I've seen my friends, if they see somebody AFK, they say not a challenge, and they raise a vote to have them kicked off the server.
Ah. So that's them hardcore guys, huh?
Democracy in the gaming world.
You've been kicked and banned.
So are you? Where are you at in the gaming world? Are you casual? Are you kind of really into this thing?
Not really. I've played a few video games. I've played StarCraft. My biggest video game right now is The Sims.
The Sims.
I love The Sims.
Tell everybody about The Sims, because that is pretty cool.
The Sims is a neat game where you make people, you make how they look and how they act, and you build them a house, and you give them furniture and stuff to do, and you basically run their lives.
Oh! So Sims is just a nice way of saying, I want to play one of those higher power people. One of those deities.
I think
one of those.
Pat McMahon does something called the God Show.
Yeah.
And that's, you're playing
so
one of those guys.
It is a computer version of the God Show, I guess, huh?
The micromanagement training program.
Swing batter. No, actually, the simulator started with SimCity way back. I remember playing the first version of SimCity where you build a city from the ground up. You put the roads in, and it's just, now they have a railroad sims, they have, what don't they have? They're simulating everything, roller coasters.
Yeah, they've got Zoo Tycoon. I've seen Dino Park Tycoon, which is an older game where you make like a dinosaur zoo.
Now they're trying to do with The Sims. They're trying to say create your own person and then join online and interact with other people through
that's
this.
That's what the newer, not newest, but newer Sims Online pack.
Crazy stuff, huh?
Yeah, the only thing I don't like about it is you have to subscribe to it. There's a fee.
Ah, of course. In order to participate in life, there is a fee. Wise
That's the way it works from
Adam in Glendale. Adam, thank you so much, my man.
No problem.
Hey, you're going to be in studio next week, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. He's going to be part of our gaggle of geeks. We're going to have as many geeks as we can.
We'll have to see if we have enough mics even for that. Huh?
Yeah. I'm not sure how that plays into Independence Day, but...
hey, thanks, Adam. Ken and I are going to step AFK when we take a quick break here. We're going to be away from the keyboard and more of your calls and questions at 602-277-5827 when we continue on. In the heat of night. The traffic.